This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. A federal judge in San Francisco has issued a ruling temporarily barring the Trump administration from refusing asylum to immigrants who crossed the southern border illegally. AP correspondent Julie Walker reports.
The ruling comes as a migrant caravan of 3,000 has made their way across South America to Tijuana, just across the border between Mexico and California. President Trump issued a proclamation November 9th denying asylum to most border crossers as a response to the caravans, which he has repeatedly said are not getting into the country illegally. The administration directed asylum seekers to enter at one of the 26 official border crossings with Mexico. Legal groups sued, arguing the law clearly allows someone to seek asylum regardless of how they enter the U.S. Trump used the same powers he used last year to impose a travel ban that was ultimately upheld by the Supreme Court. I'm Julie Walker.
President Trump is expected to review a full report from his administration this Tuesday about the killing of Washington Post journalist Jamal Khashoggi at the Saudi consulate in Istanbul, Turkey last month. Multiple news agencies have cited U.S. intelligence officials, saying the Central Intelligence Agency concluded that Saudi Crown Prince Mohammed bin Salman ordered the October 2nd killing. The State Department said publicly Saturday no final conclusions had been reached. Saudi officials have denied the Crown Prince had anything to do with Khashoggi's killing, and Mr. Trump has called reports blaming the Crown Prince as premature. A Saudi prosecutor cleared the Crown Prince of wrongdoing last week while calling for the death penalty for five men, announcing indictments against 11. And the U.S. military is said to have carried out two airstrikes in Somalia, and they apparently killed 37 suspected militants. That's according to a statement released. This is VOA News. The White House says it has fully restored CNN reporter Jim Acosta's press credentials. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Magani reports from the White House.
The administration revoked Acosta's pass after he clashed with President Trump at a news conference. CNN sued, and a federal judge had ordered the White House to temporarily restore his access while the suit moved forward. CNN says now that Acosta has his badge back, its suit is no longer necessary. At the same time, the White House says the credentials of Acosta and other reporters could be in danger if they don't follow new rules at news conferences, such as limiting each reporter to a single question and the possibility of a follow-up. The president had taken issue in part with Acosta trying to ask several questions. Sagar Magani at the White House.
Protesters in France are continuing demonstrations this Tuesday against a hike in fuel prices linked to government environmental policies. About 20,000 people turned out Monday to block oil depots, roads, and gas stations. Nearly 300,000 protested Saturday, and organizers are again calling for a mass demonstration November 24th if President Emmanuel Macron's government does not agree to remove the taxes that are due to push fuel prices even higher in coming years. Three men have been arrested on suspicion of plotting a mass killing terror attack in Australia's second biggest city, Melbourne. The men, ages 21 and 30, or between 21 and 30, were detained in counterterrorism raids earlier Tuesday. From Sydney, Phil Mercer reports.
Investigators believe the three men had been inspired by the group calling itself Islamic State. The suspects are Australian nationals of Turkish descent and had been under surveillance since March. Police say the trio recently had their passports cancelled over fears they would travel overseas to engage in terrorism activities. Two of the men are brothers, and all three have been charged with terrorist offences. Authorities assert that they'd become more energised in the past week to carry out an attack, and had their plots not been disrupted, the alleged consequences would have been chilling. More than 200 police officers were involved in the raids in Melbourne.
Phil Mercer reporting for VOA in Sydney. Shares in automakers Nissan, Mitsubishi and Renault fell sharply Tuesday after the arrest of executive Carlos Ghosn on allegations of significant acts of financial misconduct. All three firms are considering replacing him as chairman. Nissan, one of the world's biggest automakers, said Ghosn falsified reports about his compensation over many years and that its internal investigation found he had used company assets for personal purposes. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.